thing is crazy. You remember when I used to say, darling, I want to watch our president tonight on television. And the husband looks, I'm sorry, Derek. The windmills aren't wind. There's no wind tonight. You can't watch, darling. We're not going to be watching tonight. Maybe we'll catch him another time. No, we have to be careful. We have to be smart. We're going to lose our country. These people are crazy. They're crazy. They're damn crazy. We're not going to, we are not, we're going to get out. We're going to vote.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, October 9th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1359. With Hurricane Milton, a major hurricane, just hours away from landfall and nearly 7.3 million Floridians facing mandatory evacuation orders, Marjorie Taylor Greene continued to promote the false conspiracy theory that the government controls the weather. The Georgia Republican claimed last week that they can control the weather after Hurricane Helene killed more than 230 people, including two dozen in her state. She added, "It's ridiculous for anyone to lie and say it can't be done." She doubled down since her initial claim, posting screenshots of weather modification project reports from the NOAA website and citing a post by a conspiracy theorist website as proof that, yes, they can control the weather. She continued, saying, "If your home or business or property is damaged or a loved one is killed by their weather modifications, shouldn't you be eligible for compensation? After all, did they ask you if you agreed to our weather being modified?" Joe Biden called Green's conspiracy theory reckless, irresponsible, and relentless promotion of disinformation and outright lies, harmful to those who need help the most. He added that the claims are getting even more bizarre, saying, "It's beyond ridiculous. It's got to stop." Florida Representative Carlos Jimenez, meanwhile, said that Green and others who think that humans control the weather need to have their head examined. Hurricane Milton is expected to make landfall on Florida's Gulf Coast overnight as a major hurricane and could become one of the most destructive storms on record. Kamala Harris urged residents to heed evacuation warnings, saying the storm is expected to be catastrophic and deadly, and unlike anything we've seen before. And finally, the Kremlin confirmed that Trump secretly sent Vladimir Putin COVID-19 testing equipment during the height of the pandemic when the machines were in short supply. Trump denied that he sent COVID test equipment to Putin, saying none of these made-up stories by Bob Woodward are true, referring to Woodward's new book, War. In a written response, a Kremlin spokesman said, "We also sent equipment at the beginning of the pandemic." The spokesperson, however, denied reporting that claimed Trump and Putin have spoken on the telephone as many as 7 times since Trump left office. The Logan Act prohibits private U.S. citizens from engaging in diplomacy with foreign governments that are in dispute with the United States without authorization. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.